Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew with ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown down in Dana Point for the time being. She's actually talking about moving, not back up here, unfortunately. But in any event.
You act as though I have a fan club up there. Come on. I have a fan club wherever I go. He's about 65 to 95 pounds. His name is Theo. I got fans.
That's unconditional.
You know what? Sometimes I wonder if that's true. I want to talk about pets for a moment, Andrew.
Yeah.
So I actually think we should bring up the other topic, but maybe on the next show. Weird topic you told me about. So what I want to talk about is pets and like how much I love them, but after 8 or 9 years together, I wonder why. Is this like what a long-term marriage is like? They know that thing they do gets a really bad response from you, right? But yet they do it anyway. And they look at you with contempt as they do it. Is that what, like, a marriage is like? Because this dog is amazing until he's not. And then when he's not amazing, it's intentional. He looks at me while he's doing it. And he kind of, it's almost like he's laughing. Like I get, in my head, I'm hearing, like, a chuckle. So, you know, I don't know. I do love having pets, but...
Speaking from a dog owner and someone who's been together with one person for... 32 years.
You don't seem old enough for that to be true, but I know it's true.
I would agree. But there's a thing I know with our dogs, like if they'll get into something, and they know they're not supposed to, a lot of times I think, yeah, of course, you know, we put human thoughts in their head, which I don't really think they have, but we're just what do you call that? Amorphize or?
Yeah, I know the word. It's like we personificate them, but I know the word. We assign
it's worth the scolding for that treat. It's worth going through a little bit of hell for the pleasure that I'm going to have while I have that piece of food. You know what I mean? I was thinking, and the same thing happens like with my wife. It's like, and we do it together, like, she's not going to divorce me over this. And she's actually told me that, too. It's like, he's not going to divorce me over this one.
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny? I actually, that brings me so much satisfaction to hear that. Because I have often thought to myself, like, when I get to do something, I'm like, how bad are the consequences going to be? You know? I was just talking to someone the other day. They came to me, of all people, for advice, and which is hysterical on its own, because you know me pretty well. But, like, I'm the last person you want to take advice from. But it came to the point where it was, like, it was a matter of, like, it was, like, a boundary thing. And I just said, I liken it back to when we were kids, right, and we lived at home. And let's be honest. If your dad gives you a curfew of midnight, at my house, okay, the punishment basically for 12:01 versus like 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting punished no matter what. So once I get past 12 o'clock, I'm out till the morning hours, you know, like you're already going to get in trouble. Just ride that train, ride it all the way through. You know what I mean? At some point, the trouble stops, like the consequence is over. So, yeah. Okay. So that shines some really scary light on how I live my life and my pets.
And ironically, I think the first time Betty ever told me that she used that analogy that he's not going to divorce me was when she brought a dog home. Turned out to be a great dog, but I had said, we're not getting another dog.
Yeah. You know what? But in solidarity with your wife, who's lovely and puts up with God knows what stuff I don't even know about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I actually had a conversation like that when I was married, and this is not why we got divorced, by the way, but I remember I had said to my husband, I was like, I'm just going to get a Petco to look, because they were having an adoption, you know, it was an adoption.
Yeah, ours was a foster. We're just going to foster them for a little bit. Meanwhile, the dog food came and the toys came with them.
Yeah, I remember, I'm just going to look, right? And so, of course, as per usual... the biggest, cutest dog. Like, he's like 100 pounds. And bright yellow and just like got this personality. And his owner couldn't control him at all. And of course, I look at him and I'm like, that's the one I want. And my and my daughter, I remember, was a young person, very young. And she looked at me and she goes, Dad's going to be so mad. And I think I might have said, he'll get over it, you know? And he did. He did. He did not ever bond with that dog, but he accepted the dog. So I get it. I really do.
Choose your battles. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that got interesting real fast.
Yeah.
So
about dogs and relationships.
Yeah. Marriage, divorce, whatever. We should really have a call-in show because I'd love to be able to just give out this level of advice.
Right.
Like this easily.
I think purely entertainment, though, folks. Purely right. entertainment.
No idea what we're talking about. So let me ask you, because it looks like you have a added shirt on. Is it chilly in your neck of the woods? What's going on?
It's actually pretty nice. What is it? Oh, no, it's a little chilly still. It went from 39. It's supposed to be in the 60s today. So okay. It's, you know, but I'm still, it's still, but it was, I think I was down in Auburn yesterday and it got up into the 70s. So
wow,
it was pretty sweet.
Right.
And it's supposed to get cold again. But yeah, I mean, it's that time of year, right?
It is that.
NorCal time of year.
Yes, it is. So I was down in the opposite of you. I was down in L.A. yesterday, and I think it was, what's today? It's late February. I think yesterday was like 80-something, maybe just at 80. And I was like, okay, like this feels like it's early in the season. I always think it's going to be cold up until like April, but that's not true for most parts of California. And I do kind of miss that a little bit, you know, like that chill in the air, but then it gets up into the 70s. And we discussed my perfect temperature before. It's like 71.3. If I had to be pushed, 72.3 would work. But yeah, I mean, warmer days are coming for sure. We're about to spring into the next season any minute now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to spring faster. We're actually heading to the desert this weekend. So yeah. heading your way. Heading for the Mexican border.
Right. Yeah. And what are you going to be doing in the desert? Tell me about that. That sounds fun.
Biking, hiking, and laying around.
Oh, because you don't do enough of that in Nevada County. Yeah. But I appreciate it. I get it. I got to poke the bear. Yeah, I got to poke the bear. It's just fun.
Sunny. Yeah. Warm. Yeah.
Warm and sunny. And not being hooked up to the computer. Good for you. That's always nice.
I'll still be working.
Tell me that. Don't tell me that. Yeah. I'll call you and text you. No, I get it.
I'll still be working. Yeah, I've come to realize that I can work remotely, and that so our vacations have become vacations, but not true vacations anymore. But you know,
sure.
So no, my life rocks. So I can, no complaints.
No complaints. Right. No, I hear you. I do.
So let's talk. Let's talk.
Let's do
Q&A. We got another Q&A show about plumbing and stuff, and you found this great list and. Things that I can either answer correctly or make something up. So,
well, you know, what I've found, to be honest with you, is that I really, on some crazy level, Andrew, I really want a call-in talk show. Like, I really want to I really do. And so these questions and answers to me are kind of the next best thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm all about them. And if people love them, fantastic. If they don't, I'm sorry. We'll definitely go in another direction. Next week, we've got something really exciting planned, and I can't wait for the discussion on that. But if I were going to ask you a question, what if the question was this? Hey, Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing, Electric, Heat, and Air. I have a question for you about my plumbing. Why does the toilet keep running? What's going on with that?
Well, that's a good question, Rosalie.
Thank you.
And I have a couple answers for you. That is one of the most common things we get. And I'm going to be very honest with everybody out there. Toilets are seemingly simple products and seemingly simple mechanisms inside. And most people can work on them. But I have to tell you, they're one of our nemesis is when we actually work on them, because we've had a lot of callbacks on toilets because they can be very finicky on certain products. So, and especially a lot of the newer toilets we have, you know, since we've gone 1.6 gallons, I mean, gosh, that's, we're going on 30 years with that. But even down to 1.1 in some per flush, 1.1 gallons per flush, things they've changed the inside of the design of the toilets. So it used to be you could just go to the hardware store and pick up what's called a flapper. And that, 9 times out of 10, that usually takes care of it. The flapper is a little valve if you will, that when you push the lever, it opens that valve and the water rushes down from the tank and then flushes the toilet. That flapper is made out of rubber, and it eventually gets, it starts to get old. And, you know, if you're on pipe treated water, there's chlorine and chloramines that eat away at the rubber. Or if you do the bad thing and put those chlorine tablets in the tank, you'll get like a taco effect that the rubber will literally start to warp. Don't use those, by the way. Don't put those things in the toilet tank unless you want to have a plumber come by and charge you, you know, real money to fix it. They're bad. But in any event, 9 times out of 10, the flapper will do it. The thing is, though, you have to, these days, you have to look inside the toilet and more than likely take the flapper with you to the hardware store, because there are so many different designs now. Different manufacturers use different flappers to achieve that low flow or that low flush. So we have flappers now that are 3 inches in diameter, where it used to be pretty much normal where they're 1.5, 2 inches. And any quirky flapper would work. So now you got to go get a specific one. That will probably take care of the issue. The other thing that we see, though, is the valve itself will just continue to run. And that could simply be the water flow is set too high and the water is going through the overflow tube. When you take the tank lid off, you'll see that you've got this pipe that comes up and either a rod or this little floaty thing that goes up and down. And then you're going to see another tube that you can see, look right through, and the flapper will be attached to that. That's the overflow tube. If the tank fills up too much, the water has a way to go through and get into the sewer so it doesn't overflow and ruin your floors. But if it is overflowing, a lot of times it can just be a manner of adjusting it. And if you've got the rod style, you can twist the ball out a little bit to make it so that it, or in a little bit, depending on what you're trying to do. Or you can even bend the rod, which isn't ideal, but that will fix it. It's kind of janky, but it will get the toilet fixed. Best thing, though, is this. If you're going to replace the flapper and you have any inkling on how to do things, just replace the entire guts of your toilet. Put a new fill valve and a new flapper in. Take them both to the hardware store, get new ones, get a new supply tube from the angle stop. Just replace everything. That's what we do. Just, you're going to have much fewer issues with it. And they'll typically last, you know, 10 years without any problems. So,
and, you know, so it's one thing to go and get the materials, but if you were kind of, let's say you have a decent level of like acuity when it comes to these things and you weren't a plumber, could you do this yourself without calling the plumber? Do you think?
I think this is definitely, changing a flapper is definitely a good low level DIY project.
That's kind of what,
as long as you take the flap, turn the water off and take the flapper to the hardware store with you
to get the right one.
To get the right one, because this is one of the issues, like it used to be able to use universal products,
right?
We've had a lot of issues with universal products. We try to always, whenever we repair toilets now, is to use the OEM product. You're going to be much more satisfied, and you have a lot better success rate. A slightly higher, but only very slightly higher, is to just replace all the guts, replace all the working mechanisms, the fill valve and the flapper. Highly recommend that if you've got any kind of inkling of, you know, plumbing acuity or just handyman acuity, you're just going to have a lot fewer problems. Just replace the entire guts.
And just, I know, I always ask you to put you on the spot. I feel like it's like asking someone famous what a gallon of milk costs, but because they have no idea. But if you were to kind of guess, and like I had to get kind of the guts and do it myself, let's say I was able to do it, do you have a price range maybe that falls into? I'm just curious.
It really depends on that flapper, because I've seen some of them with exorbitant prices of, you know, like $50.
Wow.
Depending on the product. Okay. So generally speaking, you're probably talking for everything under $50, but you could be talking $100 to $200 depending on the product. And I mean, the higher range is for some pretty different products out there, but I have seen them. So, you know, pick the product. If you just got a regular vanilla Kohler or something like that. I talked about that Kohler. Speaking of different designs, doesn't have a flapper. It has a tube with a washer on the bottom of it. So don't just go to the hardware store and get a flapper and think it's going to work. Every toilet's going to be a little different. So, and I think American Standard does that as well. So everybody's changing their designs to try re-engineering it to make it so they can flush with as little water as possible. So take a look and take the parts in.
I can attest to that because I had a toilet that was American Standard, and that was a little bit of an adventure to replace the parts on, actually. And I didn't do what you suggested. I just was like, hey, went to the store and said what I had, and it was like, nope, that wasn't exactly it. It was an adventure in toilet parts. So I would definitely I would not do it the same way.
You could take a picture, but best is take the whole product in, because there could be some slight differences and some slight size differences. So take it in. I mean, my guys don't need to do that. They know what the products are, but this is the first time you've ever done this. So take the product in, give yourself a break, and try to make it easier for you, so you don't have to go back and forth to the hardware store 20 times.
That gets a little frustrating. Not that that's ever happened to me before, of course, but it has.
Yeah.
Right, but it has. Okay, so we covered that one to death. Okay, so listen.
That's a big one, though. We get that call all the time. Well, I get that question from my friends all the time. Can I fix my toilet?
Theoretically, yes.
Probably, yes.
Right. Theoretically, yes. There's just all these caveats, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this next question, please. I can answer this myself, but since you're the plumber among us, Andrew Chudwell, is it safe to use chemical drain cleaners?
They're caustic, man. I don't recommend them for people to use them. There are a ton of warning labels on the back of them. If you've got kids or dogs around your pets around your house, you probably won't want to storm around my house. They can do damage. They say they don't, but I have to say that I have seen situations in commercial buildings where we had to replace the entire plumbing system because the maintenance crew was using a drain cleaner product that dissolved all the rubber and all the no-hub fittings and cost tens of thousands of dollars. So it would have been a lot cheaper for them to just hire a plumber every once in a while to come in and clear the drain. So they do say they don't do any damage, but I'd beg to differ. Plus, I've had the experience of a client forgetting to tell me that they'd put Drano down a drain and opening it up and not having safety glasses on and getting it in my eyes, and it hurts. And I've also heard of plumbers actually losing eyes because of drain cleaners. So it can be bad. So, I would recommend staying away from any caustic drain cleaners. However, that being said, there are enzymes, like we've talked about a lot on this show, that can eat the organic material, and I highly recommend those. You can get those at the hardware store. You can get those from us. They're a great maintenance product. It's something that's not going to work so great on a drain that's clogged.
Right, currently
but it
clogged,
is,
right.
If it's slow,
it'll
and if
fix
you've
that.
Got some flow, it'll help maintain it. So,
right.
And even, Drano and some other products, they say you can do it on a clog. I can't tell you how many times we go out to a clear drain that somebody's used drain cleaner.
Yeah.
And they're only calling us because it didn't.
Right, it didn't
clear
work.
It.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Right.
So, you really need a mechanical device to, snake or a jetter or something like that to actually clear it.
Okay.
So, they scare me. I wouldn't use
it. I know. No, totally. I mean, that's why I'm like, we've asked and answered this but I think for safety purposes, I don't think there's ever any harm in reminding people these are actually really toxic. And I told you about the time I went to a local hardware store and I got the stuff that was it was essentially just sulfuric acid. And
called Sizzle.
Right.
It's literally called Sizzle.
Okay, so you do realize it bounced out and didn't get my eyes, thank God, which I had glasses on, but it got my pants. And so I have all these holes. It was crazy. And I thought, oh my God, So anyway, that was scary. So I don't do that anymore. Now here's a question that everyone wants to answer. Listen, everyone wants to know this. And the answer is basic, but the question's good. Okay, Andrew, why do I run out of hot water so quickly? What is going on?
So we're kind of running out of time, but I got a couple ideas.
Shoot them
in. So if you got an electric water heater and you notice that you suddenly have less hot water, there's a good chance the lower element's burnt out. The upper element will still fire and still give you hot water. You're just not going to have as much volume of hot water. Mm. So either, take a look at the element. You can ohm it out with a electrical device, with an ohm meter, a multi-volt meter, or you can just call your plumber. Changing electric element, that's a high-level thing. You're dealing with 220. You're dealing with electricity.
Okay,
don't recommend doing it.
Right.
Unless you have, certified and really know what you're doing, because it can hurt you. So, yeah, lower element. The reset button could be gone on it. I have had people reset the button and then call us back because, reset the reason why that thing popped, there's usually a good reason. It's just doing its job. It's not necessarily just resetting the button and fixing it. It's probably popping because something's wrong. It's just working. If you've got a house where, I want to have more shower time, there's a simple solution to that. Putting in a low flow shower head will give you a longer shower.
Okay.
Why? Because of the fact that it's simple math. A shower head, all our fixtures are rated gallons per minute. If I've got a shower head that's putting out 5 gallons per minute, or some I've seen that put out 8 gallons per minute, I'm going to run through that 50-gallon hot water heater really fast. And in that 50-gallon water heater, I really only have the top 2/3 of hot water. So if I, I don't have 50 gallons, I have more like 35 gallons of hot water. So if I have a lower flow shower head, like a 2.5, or actually I've gone down to 1.5 gallons per minute on mine, I can double, triple, sometimes quadruple the amount of time that I can spend in the shower.
Wow.
Without running out hot water, or the numbers of showers that we do. So it's just simple math. Look at the gallons per minute on the shower head. I can't tell you how many times I've had clients say, can you remove the flow restrictor? There are repercussions for that. Or can you put in this shower head? I want this big rain head or whatever.
Right.
There are repercussions. You can do this, but know that your shower time is going to be limited. And if you're trying, like what happens all the time with my wife and I, we'll go for a bike ride or something, we come back, she takes a bath, I want to take a shower. If I didn't have a low flow shower head, I wouldn't have a shower.
Yep.
But with a low flow shower head, I can take a 5-minute shower and not run out of water.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
After filling the bath. So with that,
okay,
that's our show. I hope that answers. Oh, I did want to throw in, I think I have time for one more thing. Really quick thing. One thing that, another question we get all the time regarding water heaters is, why does it take so long for the hot water to get to my tap? Even tankless water heaters or instantaneous water heaters have this issue. There's a pipe that goes from the water heater to the fixture. And with these lower flow showers and lower flow fixtures, we have to pull all the cold water out of that pipe because the water is cooled in that pipe from the water heater to the fixture. And depending on how long that run is, you could be talking about gallons of water. And if I've got a flow restrict, if I've got a low flow faucet, it could take minutes to get hot water. What are some solutions for that? A recirculating system. Don't think about putting another water heater and just put a recirculating system in. And that can actually be a DIY thing or a plumber. And we've got there's some great products out there now. And that's all I have time for. So we got a show. Anyway, so if you have any plumbing questions, you have any plumbing problems, you have any electrical issues, you have any HVAC heating and air issues, you have any drain cleaning issues, you have any well issues, we can help you. You can reach us at 530-272-9120, 530-272-9120. You can also find us on the web at Easy as ABT. You can find these shows on the web as well at our website. You can also find us on Facebook, where we've got some fun stuff there. And with that, I think that's it. Thanks so much, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.